One. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Killams.
I'm Iti Agnihotri Madhokar.
With us is Jody Beznoska, Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
Hello.
How's everyone today?
Good.
Pretty good. Good. I've discovered that I can see Loretta Lynn after all.
Yes, you can. You can. We've found your tickets. If yes. not physically, at least metaphorically.
And Loretta Lynn will be in the building
she
tonight.
She will be in the building. It was, as many people know, she was ill for a while. She had some surgery on one of her knees, I believe, and she's here, she's performing, and we've got a sold-out house. So if you missed your chance and you didn't get your tickets to Loretta Lynn, your best bet is to come down to the box office at 6 o'clock. The show starts at 7. Come down at 6 o'clock and get on our standby list. That does not guarantee you a seat, but it gets you to the front of the queue in case something opens up. Okay. She's a legend, and we've been wanting to have her on our stage for a long, long time. It's going to be a really exciting and sort of iconic evening. And I guess speaking of iconic and speaking of the Grammy Awards and all sorts of lifetime achievement happening, Glenn Campbell is going to be with us in April, and the tickets for his show went on sale this morning. So if you want to come see this show, it's part of his quote-unquote goodbye tour. You really should get your tickets soon because I think these are going to go really fast. I think it will be, you know, sold out well in advance.
And he, of course, was on the Grammys.
He was on the Grammys. He received, I believe it was a Lifetime Achievement Award. And it's really, you know, they're billing this as his final tour, and we just couldn't be happier that he's going to be on the tour with us. I think it's really going to be a special night. And that's April, but it goes on sale this morning. So, Tigers Be Still with Theater Squared is continuing this weekend. I believe there's a show tonight, Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And then there are two more weekends following that. The show closes, I think, on the 4th of March. That sounds right to me.
Yeah. The first Sunday in March.
Yeah. Really, really top-notch show. I don't know. Have either of you seen it yet?
No, I have to.
It is really fun. I finally got to see it. And it's I don't quite know what I was expecting, but it far exceeded whatever I might have been expecting. It's a small cast. There's only 4 people. The set is fantastic. It really uses that small space really well. But I think the best thing is the performances are just terrific. They are funny and heart-wrenching in some ways. And even though the situation that they're describing in the play is a little bit weird, it feels real, it feels normal. So I highly recommend it. I would say it's not really for kids. It's definitely a show meant for adults.
Okay.
But it's really fun and really well done. So that's Tigers Be Still for Theater Squared, running for this weekend and 2 more weekends after that. Then on Tuesday of next week, the 21st, we will finally kick off a week of Million Dollar Quartet. It was just in Memphis, actually, and it got a rave review down there. I think it was at the Orpheum. This is the show that is based on that one night in the studio when Elvis, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis all were called together, and they had sort of an impromptu jam session. There's a recording of that night and a photo, but nobody really knows what happened. You know, why were they there? What did they talk about? What did they work on?
Of course, 3 of the 4 have now passed.
Yeah.
Right? Carl Perkins died a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if anyone's asked Jerry Lee Lewis what happened there.
I don't know.
Because he's the last remaining.
I don't know. We are so excited about this show, if you can't tell. And so that runs from the 21st of February through the 26th. It's a full week. There are tickets available for all shows. So if anyone tells you it's sold out, don't believe them. There are tickets. You can get tickets. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Just a word of advice. It's a 90-minute show with no intermission. So those of you who have tickets, you might want to arrive on time because you really don't want to miss any moment of it. So that's next week. Then on the 28th of February, which is a Tuesday, we will have Dao, the Art of the Drum. Mm-hmm. If you want to come to this, you should get your tickets now. And the bonus to this is that this show is on the 10x10 art series, so the single tickets are only $10 a piece. There will be a creative conversation prior to the show at 6:30. That's free, open to anybody with a ticket. I believe that will be in Star Theater. So that's Tuesday, the 28th of February, a 7:30 show. Then Friday the 2nd, we will have Tia Fuller, the final show in our Starlight Jazz Club series for the year. She will perform at 7 and 9 o'clock. So this is in the Star Theater, very small, intimate space. Great place to hear jazz. And she's great. She's a saxophonist. She used to be in Beyoncé's band. She's now got her own career. So that's Friday the 2nd at 7 and 9. On Saturday the 3rd at 8 o'clock, this is a new little show that we've just added. It's actually not even on sale yet. It'll go on sale tomorrow. But for anyone out there who knows who Seth Radetzky is, Seth will be here and he will be doing a little cabaret style show. He calls it My Big Fat Broadway Show. It'll be in Star Theater, so it'll be small. Seth is the host of a SiriusXM Broadway daytime radio show, and he is a major Broadway insider. He's played piano for probably every Broadway show. He knows everybody, and he has created this show where he basically deconstructs great Broadway moments. And so he will lead you through, you know, how Patti LuPone breaks down a song. Mm. And he's fast and funny, and he's got all this inside material. So if you're a Broadway fan, this will be a good one for you to come see. Again, that's going to be the 3rd of March. That's a Saturday. It's at 8 p.m., and the tickets for that will go on sale tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. And then on the 5th and 6th of March, I can't believe we're talking about March, that's a Monday and Tuesday. We'll have some University of Arkansas music programs in those nights. Then on the 8th and the 9th, that's the Thursday and Friday of March, we'll have the Broadway show In the Heights.
Tony winner.
Multi-Tony winner. Right. 4 Tony Awards, actually. So that's going to be very fun. That's on the 8th and the 9th of March. That's a Thursday and a Friday. And then on the 10th of March, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, SONA, will have its 4th concert of the season, I believe. Could be 4th, could be 3rd. I think it's 4th.
4th, okay. Yeah.
Yep. And this one, I can't wait for this one. This is the SONA plus the Fayetteville Jazz Collective.
Oh.
And I just learned, I've been wondering all year how they were going to actually do this. Were they going to merge the two bands? Was the symphony going to play for one half and the jazz collective play for the other? Well, what I learned yesterday was that they're going to be on stage together and they're basically going to toss music back and forth. Mm. So they're going to play classical standards and jazz standards, and they're going to experiment with them, and the musical experience is sort of going to be constant, and you're going to have both these bands up there at the same time. I'm pretty excited for this one.
This is exciting, actually.
This one is March 10th. And that's a 7:30 show. And there will be a creative conversation with Paul Haas, the music director, prior to that.
That's right.
Yeah. Will you be involved in that?
Yes.
And so Kyle will be involved in that. Always fun. And then just a quick peek ahead to the 14th of March, which is a Wednesday. The Peking Acrobats will be here. We had them here last year, and the snow decided they weren't going to do their show. So they're back. And then on the 15th of March, also in the 10x10 Art Series, we will have a performance by the SF Jazz Collective. And these guys will be doing a tribute, not really a tribute, but they'll be exploring the music of Stevie Wonder. But I think that's about as far as we'll go.
Okay.
We don't want to push too hard. We don't want to get rid of February too soon, right?
It's the Ides of March, right? March 15th?
Yes, that's right. The Ides of March. So busy schedule, and you can get all of this information at waltonartcenter.org or 443-5600, or you can come down and visit us at the box office. We do have a new exhibition up in our gallery. Mm-hmm. It's called Made in the USA, and it's by Jeannie Hewlin, who is the chair of the art department at the University of Arkansas.
All right. Thank you, Jody.
Thanks,
Jody. Jody Biznoska is the Vice President of Communication at Walton Arts Center.